The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Let's talk about the blessed poor here, okay, friends? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to see our pretty little princess, you can always see me on live stream, but she's always kind of incognito. You can check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, a lot of interaction going on, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page, Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. D-E-A-N, two different websites. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And phone lines, my friends, are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. It's a work of faith with power, but it's a labor of love and a work of faith. And to say all that, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. Now, it's Monday. Everyone say, woohoo! You know, Monday is kind of like the hardest day of the week for me. You got to get back in the swing of things. Seems like you've got twice as many things to do on Monday than you do every other day of the week because you're kind of getting back into the chug of things. But, you know, I thought it might be a good day to talk about never giving up and about perseverance. Keep ongoing. Some of you might be facing things in your life right now where you say, oh, I want to quit. I want to give up. You're disheartened. Let me tell you
something. Well, let me say this. If you weren't thinking that, you probably wouldn't be human. We all go through the process, but life is uphill. The rewards are awesome. Stay the course.
And you know, the Bible talks about how a word in due season, how good that is. So let this be a word in due season for you. If you're facing some discouragement and some despair, to pick yourself back up, trust in the Lord to hold you up and keep going. Now, Harriet Beecher Stowe said, when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. You never know how close you are to victory or success, so keep pushing. Now, this guy, Thomas Edison, many of you know him, the inventor of the light bulb, said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Just imagine if he would have gave up on the light bulb, we wouldn't have all the light bulbs we have across America today in electricity. He should know a guy who did not give up and invented something wonderful.
Well, anything that we have today that is worth anything is because somebody didn't give up.
Right. And yes, they persevered to get it done even though it was hard. Now, Mary Ann Rodmacher said, courage doesn't always roar. We were talking about this last week about, you know, courage. People who have courage, it doesn't mean that they're not afraid. It just means that they choose to go beyond their fear and take a step of faith anyway, trusting in God. Well, in this quote, she said, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the little voice at the end of the day that says, I'll try again tomorrow. tomorrow. Never, ever give up. Now, F. Scott Fitzgerald said, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. We went through Abraham Lincoln last week of all his failures and all his defeats over and over and over again. If he would have quit halfway through, he would have never became the president of the United States. But he kept going, and therefore he did become the president of the United States. A few more. Babe Ruth, of course. Everybody knows who Babe Ruth is. He says, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. H.G. Wells says, if you fell down yesterday, stand up today. And this is one of my favorite quotes. Franklin D. Roosevelt, love him or hate him, the truth of what he said is awesome. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. And finally, I'm not even going to try to guess this guy's name. Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, I know Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Tagore.
Brother Raven. We'll just do that.
He was an actor like for horror movies or something, wasn't he?
He collected poems and plays. Yeah, plays. Rabindranath Tagore. There you go. So we need some scholar to say that word.
Let's get her a little sugar here. Huh?
He said, let me not beg for the stilling of my pain, but for the heart to conquer it. And it reminds me of the Navy SEALs. We have a very high respect for the Navy SEALs, and we actually have their training. Goes into in-depth their training, and they go through a particular week, and it's called Hell Week. Literally, that's what it's called. It's 5 days of complete training, morning to night. They get a total of, I believe, about 3 hours of sleep through the entire 5 days. And one of the officers brought an officer aside who was going through the training, and one of the teachers, and he said, listen, you are not here to survive this. You are here to conquer this. So when you go through, and sometimes they think, oh man, all I want to do is just get through this, let your faith be set upon Jesus Christ and let you trust in his merits and what he can do and say, Lord, help get me through this. Let me conquer. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are overcomers in Jesus' name. We are not get buyers. So make sure that you stand on that mountain of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and keep your eyes fixed
Steph,
upon the author.
You're on talk radio
and
here.
The finisher of our faith.
She's on talk radio and she's making all these hand gestures. It's not like they can see you here.
You know, I'm getting into what I'm saying, so I'm pointing, but it is so true because it's easy to get discouraged.
Well, people forget that Christianity within itself is a warfare.
Totally.
100% it's a warfare.
Not easy.
Scripture talks about fellow soldiers in the warfare. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the captain of our salvation, that we're made perfect through suffering. The Bible says that we're not only called to believe on him, but also to suffer for his name's sake. Nobody's looking for the suffering, but the suffering's going to come along with the persecution and the trials and the tribulation. So if you're looking for a Christianity without the cross, you're preaching and you're a partaker of the false gospel.
There is no Christianity.
A powerless gospel. See, there's a form of knowledge, but you deny the power thereof in the process. And I think it's important for people to understand that Christianity is not what we see today in America for the most part. Christianity is the fruit of those that labored and suffered and sacrificed to give us what we have today. And there's very far and few between that actually understand the price paid for the freedoms that we have, both in the natural and in the spiritual.
And when you think about it, Christianity without the cross is no Christianity at all. So give yourself some...
Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Hello.
I never knew you.
Yes.
That's right. So take courage today if you're going through some hard times. Pick yourself up. Trust in Christ. We are made more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are overcomers in Jesus' name.
Right when we get back, friends, we're going to talk about the Constitution and what does the general welfare clause really mean. We hear much of what's going on with the poor. Let's basically take from those that have and give to the have-nots, so on and so forth. But let's break open Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States and ask ourselves, what did Madison really mean when they wrote the Constitution? We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, last week and this last weekend, we were actually talking about ordered liberty, and we were talking about the poor. And if I don't get to that today, I'm going to get to it tomorrow. But I want people to understand, talking of the poor and speaking of the poor, and the myth that the American people are under and which they have been taught by their forefathers over the last, six and seven decades. Their moms, their dads, their grandpas, their grandmas, so on and so forth, that welfare means you can take from one group of people and give it to another, and then, therefore, we can come up with something called Obamacare, which, by the way, is a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. And I'm going to kind of blow a hole in the theory of welfare, because let's go back to the Word of God. We're based on common law. We know that that's the moral law of God that God gave through Moses to the establishing of government, Exodus 18:21, and Jesus Christ came and fulfilled it. Now, Jesus gave in 2 Thessalonians a commandment, not a suggestion, that if you're not going to work, neither shall you eat. Okay? That's 2 Thessalonians 3:10. He said that if any would not work, neither should he eat. In essence, that's exactly what I just said. But what we're seeing today is the poor, which really are those that are morally corrupt. We call them poor in America, when in fact, friends, they're not poor at all. The bottom line is they don't want to work for the most part. I'm not saying every given scenario, but you're also listening to a kid that was raised on welfare who worked himself out of that state because I don't want to be there. And so let me jump over to Article 1, Section 8. Let's kind of blow a hole in both theories. The poor, those that are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because again, remember what his command was. If you don't work, you're not going to eat. Okay, well, if you don't work, now a government comes along through Obamacare and through the welfare state and says, well, listen, if you don't work, it doesn't matter. We'll give it to you anyways. Now, does government have the power to actually implement something called Obamacare or welfare in the United States of America? No, they don't. It's a violation of the Constitution of the United States. See, the myth is the Constitution grants the federal government the power to forcibly confiscate wealth from one group of individuals and transfer the wealth that you earned, taxpayers, to another group of people that don't want to work. The method authorized for this confiscation of wealth is taxation, and the method for its distribution is welfare.
Social Security, Medicare, and Obamacare. This transference of wealth is authorized by General Welfare Clause of the Constitution. No, it is not. That's the myth. Here's the truth. The General Welfare Clause has absolutely nothing to do with the confiscation of wealth from one group of individuals and the transferring of it to another. No, that's called theft, friends. That's called theft. And just think about it. The representatives, your representatives, that derive their just powers from you, the consent of the governed, are stealing your tax money and allocating it to create dependents. That's called the entitlement program. They act like you owe them something, when in fact you do not. That's how you destroy a country, by the way. That's how you destroy capitalism, by the way. Progressives, communists, criminals in government have completely distorted the meaning of the clause, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. This clause only grants Congress, the voice of the people, our representatives, the power to collect taxes for the promotion of a general state of well-being for the country as a whole, provided the money collected with will only be spent by Congress according to the powers granted to Congress. Now, a question for those that think that I'm way off base, which I'm not. Where did governments, namely corrupt in government, Congress, the President of the United States, presidents of the past, where did they derive their powers to implement something that is unconstitutional? And I can give you the answer. They implemented something that was unconstitutional because through the educational system, they took away the knowledge of knowing what's right and wrong concerning the power that your representatives have in the first place by not teaching you your foundations any longer. See, friends, that's why you have progressives, as you call them. That's why you have libs, as you call them. That's why you have the left, as you call them. Friends, you're letting a small portion of the population in this country destroy the majority of the people through your passivity and your apathy. They don't have constitutional authority to implement these programs or to take from those that work and give that to those that don't want to work. That's called theft. See, the facts are the clause authorizes Congress to collect taxes from various sources to pay off national debts, provide for the common defense and the general welfare, and also keep in mind that when your forefathers established what we have, our constitutional republic today, if they borrowed, the debt was paid before they left office. They didn't keep incurring more debt and more debt and more debt to the point where it can't be paid back, which, by the way, is by design. This clause, Article 1, Section 8, is the first in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. The section is titled Powers of Congress. Nothing in this clause authorizes Congress to spend any money. The rest of the section spells out the areas where Congress has the power to spend the taxes whose collection is authorized in the clause, Section 1. These items spelled out in the remaining clause of the section all pertain to paying off debts, not incurring them, or paying off debts of those that don't want to pay through the reallocation of your taxes to those that don't want to work. Providing common defense and general welfare of the nation, communists, corruption in government have completely ignored the definition of the phrase general welfare that was universally accepted by the framers of the Constitution. They have submitted the 18th century definition of the general welfare with a modern definition that it is polar opposite of the original. Of course. That's exactly what America is dealing with on a constant basis today, because America has been dummied down. And call me crazy, but I don't know, doing my homework, I have found that over 700,000 students in public schools that graduate every year in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas. So don't question what I'm talking about when, in fact, I'm the one reading off of what the Constitution of the United States and what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, meant when he framed framed Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. From the period well before the writing of the Constitution up until the 1930s, and their general welfare as used in the Constitution was defined as the overall state of well-being of the nation as a whole. Handing out money to individuals the government has labeled as in need is the modern definition of the word welfare, and it wasn't until the New Deal under FDR that the U.S. government began using the justification that the General Welfare Clause authorizes the United States government to spend money this way. And in 1937, FDR threatened to expand the Supreme Court and stack it with progressive judges. After this, the Supreme Court became more compliant regarding the constitutionality of progressive ideas. And at this point, the Supreme Court abandoned all notions of being tied to the original intent of the framers of the Constitution. In other words, friends, they said, let's do it our way. Let's just forget as to what the founders actually established to promote freedom and the true well-being of the United States of America and its constituents, the citizenry of this country. No, let's just forget about that. Let's go ahead and do it our way. Let's go ahead and begin to steal away from those. Let's begin to play the demigod in the face of the American people. Let's get them to believe that this is what the Constitution really means. And then what we can do is we can act like they serve us rather than we serve them. Oh, call me crazy. Some may say, Bradley, this is just funny. No, the joke's on you, America. Am I being facetious? Absolutely, I am. But shamefully, this is where we're at because the American people have allowed it. You know how I always say that America's silence adds strength to tyranny? And here we are, how many years later, dealing with an administration that is literally attacking everything you are on a daily basis, right under your noses, and by the way, right in the face of the American people. And for some reason, the American people feel that government has a right to do it when in fact they don't. I know I say that, friends, quite a bit. But I just need to keep reminding you because I'm called of God to blow the trumpet, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Folks, the question I have laid to your candor is, where are they deriving their just powers? From you or from them and their special interest groups? Get Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speaking of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, asking you the question, laying the question at your feet, America, where did government derive their powers to implement something that's unconstitutional? Just asking. Everybody, namely the conservatives, are caught up into the little game of Obamacare today. And I'm not talking about just Obamacare. I'm talking about the created welfare state. Creating dependencies is what it's all about. Case in point, I remember at the RNC, everybody was saying, oh, Obama's done, Obama's done, Obama's done. And I said, why is Obama done? Oh, man, look at all these entitlement programs are going on. People aren't happy about it. No, they're not happy about it, but the recipients of those programs, they're very happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that he was creating dependence on purpose so he can remain in office, so he can destroy for four more years. And guess what? He's there for four more years, isn't he? Now, I don't believe that he's there lawfully in any sense of the word. I believe there's been fraud through and through. Do a little homework. You'll find out what I'm saying is true. Remember, Stalin said it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting of the votes. And we see the voter fraud across the boards. He's not there lawfully, friends. I don't even believe he's there lawfully from the get-go. Because how do you say that one of your own people can actually destroy your own people in your own country in such a fashion as this guy? And really, we need to understand, friends, that he's just a pawn as well. And he's just willing to sell his soul to gain the whole world. And we know better than that. We're willing to sell the world and gain our souls, right? In Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm pointing out the error of corruption in government again, friends, because the conservatives are all debating away your freedoms, friends. Not one time have I heard a conservative
Not one. Even the big wig names, friends, that are helping paint you in a corner. Just go to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and go back over to government and put the question to them rather than you playing the defensive. Get on the offensive and say, where have you derived your authority to implement something that's completely illegal? That's all you have to ask them. Oh, you know, Obamacare this, and oh, the welfare state this, and that and the other thing. Yep, you're complaining about what you're tolerating, friends. When is enough enough? Let me get back over to this Article 1, Section 8. We understand that in 1937, FDR threatened to expand the Supreme Court and stack it with progressive judges. And after the Supreme Court became more compliant, in other words, agreeing to the schemes regarding the constitutionality of progressive ideas, unlawful ideas, really. At this point, the Supreme Court abandoned all notions of being tied to the original intent of the framers of the Constitution. And after 1937, the Supreme Court began ruling redistributive progressive policies as if they were constitutional. No, they were constitutionally violating the original intent of the Founding Fathers. The true meaning of the Constitution and their oath to uphold the Constitution now stands at odds one with another. Oh my gosh. If we were to take a couple, and it doesn't even take constitutional scholars, some common people in this country, get 100 of them together, have them read their, first of all, the Bible, first and foremost, and secondly, their founding documents. Take them a good 3 months. Get them together in one room. Go through all of the policies that government has implemented on and burdened the people with over the last 100 years. You could wipe it all away, a good portion of it, friends, because policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Let me say it this way. If you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. But what happens when you listen to God's 10 commandments? You can get rid of man's 10,000 commandments. Did you get that? Amen. After 1937, the Supreme Court began ruling again. Redistributive progressive policies are constitutional and violating the original intent of the Founding Fathers, the true meaning of the Constitution, and their oath to uphold the Constitution. So really, at length, what they're doing is, the face is that they're upholding the Constitution. Behind the mask, my friends, they knew within themselves that they were actually tearing down the Constitution, attempting to recreate it in their own image, which, again, is not lawful.
Well, Senator John Glenn, he said, well, if we had to do that, follow the rule of the Constitution, we couldn't enact most of the laws that we pass around here.
They told on themselves.
And when you look at them, whether they're Democrat or Republican, what oath do they take? I solemnly swear to affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
See, but
how can they have allegiance if they don't know the Constitution?
Well, if the American people knew the Constitution, they would know what their government is doing that is unconstitutional.
Of course.
Illegal. And that's the problem, is the American people don't know, and that's why they listen to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, any study of the writings of the framers of the Constitution, along with the vast majority of the Founding Fathers, will show the redistributive programs such as Social Security, Medicare, welfare, and Obamacare are clearly unconstitutional.
Of course.
And any study of free market economics will show that the programs do real harm to economic well-being of the nation as a whole. And again, this is purpose, friends. Those individuals who have their wealth confiscated and those who receive handouts and other forms of welfare. So, if we want to go to the proof of the matter, we can see the fruit on the tree, friends. We see it on a daily basis. The definition of general welfare from just 40 years after the ratification of the Constitution, exemption from any unusual evil or calamity, the enjoyment of peace and prosperity, or the ordinary blessings of society and civil government. Article 1, Section 8, Clause of the Constitution of the United States is to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. Again, Article 1, Section 8, which lists the powers of Congress. The 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated, given over to, friends, to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. You can also take a little time, friends, to do your homework. Check out Federalist Paper 41, which is written by James Madison, and the ratification debates of the Constitution of the United States. So, I just premise that everything that you're seeing concerning the welfare state in America is unlawful, unconstitutional. Why? Because Christ first said that if you don't want to work, you're not going to eat. Right? Simple enough. That's not hard for me to difficult. See, people want to complicate things. They want to come up with some sort of philosophy that they think within themselves that they're the only ones that know. But friends, let me break that down too. Don't you remember what Albert Einstein said? That if they can't explain it, it's because they themselves don't understand it. And what, going back to James Madison, the father of our Constitution, when he said philosophy is big words with common sense meaning, why is it that a little kid can understand yes and no, right and wrong, by you simply pointing out the most simplistic ways of conveying that message to him by making reference back to the moral law of God? My kids know what's right and they know what's wrong. And my kids know if you don't work because Jesus said, neither should you eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10.
Sometimes I think things are just too simple.
They are.
When you look at it, it's very simple. Like you said, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. So if you go back and say, well, listen, here's the deal. If you want to eat, then you're going to make sure that you work for your food to be able to provide for yourself and your family. It's your duty. Any person who loves their children, their family would say, yes, of course, I want to work so I can provide for my family. If you don't work, you don't eat. Even a kid understands that, listen, if you're going to get paid, what do you have to do? You have to work. You have to labor for your earnings. And then when you do labor for your earnings, you can feel good about yourself that you accomplished something and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing rather than laying around lazy and idle.
Well, if you're lazy and you're idle, it sounds to me like you're expecting somebody to give you or do for you what you yourself are unwilling to do for yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to get that. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, when you're talking about the polar opposite of the original intent, if you're looking at our founding forefathers, you're looking at these men such as George Washington and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, these colossals of intelligence and heart and who fought for our country, and you look at them and you're looking at the intent. Can you imagine George Washington being okay by saying, oh, yeah, sure, if a person doesn't want to eat, what you want to do is go ahead or work, excuse me, what you want to do is go ahead and just steal from the person who has worked very hard, give that money from the person who's worked very hard to the person that's very poor. I cannot for the life of me picture George Washington being okay with that, because he never would be okay with that.
Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about ordered liberty and enough is enough by a foreigner that was actually sent into America. I talked a little bit about this on Saturday. I don't have enough time to get to it today, but I do want to prove a point, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you some statistics to show you that the poor in America, friends, for the most part, I know there's an exception to the rule in some cases here, I do. There are some people out there that just need a helping hand to get out of where they're at. If they're willing to help themselves, I'll be the first one to help them. But what we find more than not is they're not willing to help themselves. So, well, listen, God helps those that help themselves. If you don't want to help yourself, I ain't going to help you neither.
Right.
But what I wanted to do is I wanted to get back to your point. And there was a guy named Max Jukes. He was a godless atheist, and what he did is he married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, bums, 150 criminals, 7 murders, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes from an ungodly man. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million, and please keep in mind, friends, that that was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works, no pun intended, both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God named Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher, friends. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. And when I come back, I'm going to give you, friends, the fruit of that godly man in contrast to the ungodly man, which is crazy, crazy business. This ties in perfect as to what we're talking about today on the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about the atheist that versus the godly man, Max Jukes, and what he brought forth was nothing but a bunch of godless fruitlessness. And actually, those kind of people are set to bring forth your country to its own demise. But I was talking about the positive to the negative, and Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher, he lived at the same times as Max Jukes. But this guy, he married a godly woman, and an investigation was done of his 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents. Doesn't sound like a bunch of dummies coming out of this guy. 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries. Wow. That's some godly fruit, folks. 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries, His descendants did not cost the state a single penny, because the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Proverbs 10:7.
That's such a great point. I want to go back to another point you're making earlier when you were talking about, you know, the founders and their original intent when they were talking about the general welfare. We need to keep this into context. I know so often people like to just pull things out from nowhere, such as Thomas Jefferson lines of separation of church and state. Today it means something completely different than his original intent. His original intent was barring the government from what they're doing today, not the opposite way around. Going back to this is when we look at the overall state of well-being of the nation as a whole, that's what the founders intended. They intended it to be the nation together as one whole being, not individuals.
A building who, up, not a tearing
exactly,
down.
Exactly. Not individuals who didn't want to work to be able to steal from those who work hard to pay for those who want to be lazy. Now, when you look at that, it's interesting because we can't just look and say, well, we'll just pull this out of thin air. We got to keep in mind the context of what the founders were talking about so we can rightfully understand what they were saying. Always know when you say, well, you know, it mentions it here or there. The overall state of well-being in concerning welfare was the nation as a whole, not individual groups who did not want to work and be supported by those who are working hard, robbing from them to give to the poor.
Maybe that's what we the people.
Exactly.
In one nation.
Yes, yeah, so you can't just look
God,
and say, well, you know,
yeah,
it says
together.
This. Yeah, it says
yeah.
this here, it says there. Yeah, put into context what they were meaning when they were putting it together and their time frame and their frame of mind when they were putting things together. That's
well, people,
important.
For the most part, I'm just thinking on both sides of the fence here. And I'm thinking about those that work for what they have and those that don't work for what they have. And I think that's really what it comes down to is there's a people that really want to work to get ahead of the game and to make their country a better place to live, not just themselves and their own covetous ways. And that's what really it comes down to is because when people don't have to work for what they have, they begin to take advantage of it. And then guess what they want? They want more.
And they don't treat it wrong.
And they don't care at that point mm-hmm. because they already seen that their government is willing to steal from them people to work. The government is going to the people that are willing to work, and they're pointing through extortive measures. Friends, look at it the way that you want to look at it, but it is extortive measures, because if you don't pay certain taxes, friends, guess what they're going to do? They'll send someone out after you, namely the IRS, to extort it out of you. And really what it comes down to, again, it's taxation without representation. And really what happens here is we're talking about a government that is stealing from them that are working to give to them that will not. It's Obamacare. It's the welfare state. It's what we have talked about just over the last three segments. Friends, it's just not. Let me say it this way. Hey, guys, it's just not right, is it? You see it in your paychecks every week, don't you? It's like, I just worked three extra days this week to pay for that. Yes, that's what I always bring back to you, my friends, is why are you paying for your own demise? Because if you don't pay for your demise, they can't give what, let me say it this way, what they ain't got.
That's right.
And if you don't give it, they ain't got it. And I'm not talking about withholding anything, friends. I'm talking about you dealing lawfully and willfully with a government that is way out of hand. And again, we're talking about the corrupt in the government. We're not talking about the good in government.
And of course, and then you have to go beyond that and say, okay, first of all, we establish the fact that it's not good to rob from the rich and give to the poor. But then think about that. Why would the government want to create people who are dependent upon them? Well, because then they can be their daddy, they can be their all in all, they can control them, they can enslave them. So you have to look at all
these things. Mao Zedong is exactly what this administration is emulating to a T. And when you look at Mao Zedong, that's exactly what he did. And what he did is he went right to the foundation. He also went, and any other dictator does the same thing. They go to the younger generation, they teach them that they're democracy, that they have a right that the state gave them, which is not a right at all. It's called a privilege. Friends, and they can go ahead and do whatever the state permits them to do, and guess who's their daddy is now? See, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants, and there again, that's what our forefathers meant when they said that.
Yep.
But when you look at these dictators, this is exactly what this administration is emulating to a T, to overthrow the republic through a democracy. We're not a democracy, friends. Article 4, Section 4, and you can also see what they're doing is they're taking from those that have to give to those that don't have. They call it giving to the, or taking taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. And it's also a tactic that is talked about in Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. And it's exactly what you're seeing through the Clinton administration, as well as the Bush administration, as well as the Clinton administration, going back in any direction that you like. They're all fruit from the same tree.
Exactly.
And it's corrupt.
And we don't want an enslaved people. We want a liberated people. And when you're relying upon someone as your source, what are you? You're ultimately enslaved to them. You're ultimately under their thumb, under their control. We want people who are liberated and free to do what God has called to do in this nation.
Well, you know, I think I want people to understand this. And just coming down to the basics, the common sense of what we're talking about, that right must always be right, and truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. And right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God again established through the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Now, had we, during the time that FDR was incumbent, we were that close to the things of God and we understood his moral law, they would have identified right off the bat. And I'm sure that there was a group of people that did back in the day, but they tolerated the crimes of FDR. And we can see what FDR did by stacking the courts. He really got people that were willing to break the law the same way that he was willing to do it. And that what he did is he put them in a position of being impervious to the laws of the Constitutional Republic. Namely, he put up a wall barring the corrupt in government from the people that could actually deal with them. But if the American people would have dealt with them, we wouldn't be talking about this today. There would be no such thing as welfare. There would be no such thing as Obamacare, Medicare, so on and so forth. But you get the point. So where we moved from, my friends, is the fact that we moved away first from God, and then government comes right in line, and then they begin to corrupt because the church allowed them to become corrupt. And my point is you can't bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered like the FDRs of the world to fit their lawless lifestyle, because it must be where it always is. And what's important for people to understand is, with a question mark on it, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society, but that's what America has allotted their government to do. Because when you begin to replace liberty with crime, lawlessness, lawbreakers, that produces bondage, not liberty. And Obamacare and welfare is a bondage to people because it enables the people to stay where they are at rather than coming out from where they're at. So government today has said, hey, we created a dark room for you to go out and hide out in, and we'll call it law so you don't have to hide out in that corruption anymore. You can bring your corruption out into the light, and people are going to have to accept it one way or another. Not when you're a Christian, not when you're obeying God to every jot and every tittle. Because when you obey God and you know the word of God, you're not going to tolerate crime. You're going to deal with every jot and every tittle. And that's exactly why what I'm doing now today is highlighting the crimes, again, of this administration. And again, it's not just been Barack Hussein Obama, it's been them in the past all the way. Folks, we have been dealing with corruption in government since our constitutional has been established, so forget that not. But again, I end with this. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong, because you cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. What is right is right, and we can't move that. And I want to say this. The right time, my friends, to do the right thing is right now. You have the information now to right the wrong, so let's right the wrongs, because we still have the freedom to do just that.
Amen. And going back to who would know better than Thomas Jefferson, speaking of working and of doing that which you're called to do, he says, determine never to be idle. No person will have occasion to complain of want of time who never loses any. It is a wonderful thing how much may be done if we are always doing. Well, we at Little Sons of Liberty are turning talk radio into dude radio, literally.
Dudes.
Gotcha. Dudes and dudettes. But for those of you who say, listen, I'd like to support what you do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, to make a donation, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!